Introduce our first speaker of the night will be Chris G from Santa Maria. Let's give him a hand, huh?
Chris.
Hello, I'm Chris, alcoholic.
Hey, Chris.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor. I want to start off with a couple of people that are here tonight that used to come and see me when I was in detox when I first come in here. People like Victor, people like Nate, people like Jesse, people like Marianne. I went through detox twice, and what happened after the first time I was there is pretty classic. You know, I stopped going to meetings, stopped praying, stopped calling myself my sponsor, and that's not the first time. I mean, I've been trying to get some kind of sobriety, some kind of consistent sobriety for about 40 years. I started coming to this here when I was 17. I'm 59 now. My sobriety date is February 8, 2016. Like I say, I've been through detox twice. Second time, the obsession was lifted. The reason why I acknowledge those people is because I want to talk about the process of recovery. And what happened to me with the process of recovery is, first of all, one of the hardest was the physical withdrawal from alcohol. I tend to withdraw very, very hard from this, as in seizures and DTs and you know, all kinds of great hallucinations, like, you know, almost better than drugs. You know, those hallucinations are almost better than drugs. So, but it's not a good thing. You know, I must have fried my brain, must have, you know. So what happened is, you know, the physical part came. And then I've been battling this disease. I've been dealing with this disease. I've been denying this disease for a long time. And what happened to me is that I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it physically. I couldn't do it mentally. I couldn't do it medically. I couldn't do it spiritually. I was broken in two. My soul was robbed, my spirit was robbed. And, you know, for those of us that have lost everything, when there's nowhere, I mean, we all have new lows that we can go. I mean, that saying, you know, how low can you go? You know, there's always someplace lower to go, but I don't, you know, I've been there, done that my whole life. You know, and when I kept relapsing and relapsing and relapsing and relapsing, and I just couldn't get this, finally, I heard something, you know. Finally, I heard, it's not about the alcohol anymore. There's a deeper issue. The alcohol was just the propellant for Chris. The alcohol was just the icing on the cake, you know. The alcohol was just the sugar in the candy bar. The alcohol was just the climax in sex. You know, the alcohol was just, like I say, just the propellant for Chris. The alcohol was anesthetic. You know, I come from a good family, pretty dysfunctional, but I come from a loving family. You know, we didn't need anything, you know. Mom made homemade food. We didn't go out and eat. We went out on Sundays. We went to Mass on Sunday mornings. We jumped in the truck, in the back of the truck, and we went for rides in Santa Barbara. We were loved, but it was a dysfunctional family. We didn't talk about feelings, you know. So what happened is you know, the obsession was lifted pretty quickly in the second time of detox, which was good. But what happened, and I talk about this in case, you know, you're going through it, is the emotions. You know, I knew anger and I knew sadness pretty well, very well. I wasn't a friend of happiness very much because I had nothing to be happy about unless it was payday or unless my Vicodin arrived from UPS from the VA. You know, that was the only thing to be happy about, to be honest with you. But what happened was the first maybe 6 months, I was on a roller coaster. Just like I would cry. I'm a big crybaby. I'll admit it. I will admit it. I am a crybaby. My day would just be crying, happy, pissed off, happy, cry, you know, all over, you know, it's just like, they, what the fuck is wrong? Where are you at now, Chris? You know, my buddies in detox say, you know, what emotion are you on now? You know that chart with all the faces? You know, the happy, okay, Chris, pick one now, you know. Where are you now? You know, where in the chart are you now? You know, and then I'll tell you, is I deal with depression and bipolar and some PTSD from the military. And that got in check because they couldn't diagnose me correctly until I got sober for an amount of time, which makes sense, you know. My life was filled, just if you can imagine my life today, 24 hours is filled with sobriety. My life that way was 24 hours drinking. How am I going to get my next drink? Where am I going to get my next drink from? Am I going to have enough so I don't have to go through withdrawal? And by the way, I'm a mouthwash drinker, which I didn't figure out till like the later, you know, till the end of my drinking. So what happened is, you know, I went through detox. I stayed there. It was a six-month program. I went to the shelter. They have a program for veterans there. I stayed there, I think, almost 2 years. And by then, I started to grow. You know, I was starting to grow. And I knew I didn't want to leave there pissed off because, yeah. I stayed there 2 years. I went to another house out in Old Orchid for veterans and was okay there. But then what happened is that about 3 years since I got my own place, you know, over here on East Cook Street, got my own place. I moved in there with a bed, a microwave, a couple of dishes, and a car. Got my dad's El Camino. That was my dad's. You know, so you can hear and see some of the progression now. The obsession to relapse has been lifted. The obsession to drink. It's not about alcohol anymore. It's about Chris and what happens to Chris when he does certain things, whether they be acting out or whether they be good things. You know, and I'm sure you can tell the difference of what happens with each, with both. You know, I act out and I don't feel so good about myself. I act appropriately. I work with others. I give with myself. Hey, it's like, right on, Chris. Good guy, man. You know? So fast forward, you know, today I was talking with somebody that I care for a lot who's been struggling in this recovery. And I said, so what about step one? I said, let's talk about step one. He says, well, he says, Chris, he said, I've come to the conclusion that it's not about alcohol anymore. It's about, and then he says his name. And what happens because I, when I get violent, when I get angry, when I get sad, it's not about the drugs and the alcohol anymore. It's about me. It's about me. And I'm just like, whoa. Because I know what I felt like when I heard that. It's like, finally. It's finally. It's like the formula to that chemical reaction. You know, it's like, wow, okay. Now with that out of the way, that I know it's me, I know what to concentrate on now. I know to concentrate on Chris. you know? I know, I'm learning what, and so he went on to tell me about himself and what drives him. I'm like, wow. So I think that's about my 15 minutes or something like that. But, you know, so where I'm at today is I go to school. You know, I'm taking the prerequisites for the nurse practitioner course. I'm a nurse already, but I want to further that. And I want to specialize in psychiatry. You know, that's what I dig on. That's what, you know, that's what I want to work with other men, you know, in this disease, you know. See what makes us, you know, that little hamster in our head. So, you know, thanks for letting me be here today. This is an honor. This is an honor because 5 years ago, maybe a little bit more, you wouldn't have wanted me around. You know, either I was trying to pick your pocket, I was trying to see what you had in the back of your car or truck that was of worth. I was trying to steal the narcotics out of your medicine cabinet, or even Tylenol PM would work. He just didn't want me around. I wasn't a nice guy. I'm Chris Alcala.
All right, thank you, Chris. Give him another round real quick. Yeah.